This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Drought is expanding across southern South Dakota, with 34% of the state now classified in moderate to severe drought. State climatologist Laura Edwards with SDSU Extension explains the dry winter is finally registering on the drought monitor.
And they also introduced a couple new areas of D2 or severe drought down in the southwest corner and then also the far southeast around the Yankton-Vermilion area.
February's warmer-than-normal temperature trend is contributing to these dry conditions, although parts of north-central and northeast South Dakota actually are experiencing normal to above-normal moisture.
But everywhere else across the state had less than half of their normal precipitation, I should say, not just rainfall, for the month of February, with many areas something near zero, very little precipitation.
The outlook for March continues the warmer-than-normal temperature streak of February, along with a below-average precipitation forecast for most of the state in March.
Really far eastern South Dakota's the only part of the state favored, at least slightly favored, to be wetter than average. The rest of the state has equal chances of wetter, drier, or near normal for precipitation for March.
Edwards reports there's still opportunities for improvement this month, as March typically kicks off the traditional ramp-up to spring moisture. Stay in touch with climate conditions across the state from the South Dakota Mesonet. Find a link at extension.sdstate.edu.